After years of delay and false starts, plans have been unveiled in Springfield, Massachusetts for a permanent 9/11 memorial that will include a piece of steel from the destroyed World Trade Center. The design selected for the memorial has the 12-foot-long, nearly 3,000-pound steel beam positioned vertically in front of a curved wall that holds the names of the first responders who died as a result of the terrorist attack. At night, spotlights place shadows of the beam on the wall to symbolize the Twin Towers. Co-designer Bruce Rosenbaum of Modvic said people will be able to touch the beam.
We wanted to make sure that there was this physical connection so they can really feel the emotion and the spirit of the piece.
The memorial will be built in Riverfront Park. The dedication is planned for September 11th. 2018.
We specifically wanted to do something that wasn't repetitive, that was different. And it was interesting because we saw a lot of concepts with the I-beam horizontal, kind of in a laying position, and we thought that wasn't respectful to the piece. So our concepts actually had the I-beam vertical, so it would be proud and strong.
Co-designer Sam Ostroff of Salmon Studios said the memorial will respectfully showcase the artifact in a visually exciting way.
And there's a balance there, trying to pay respect to it. You're not allowed to modify this artifact in any way. That's one of the ground rules for the memorial. But then also showcase it in a way using light and shadows that is unique. And we really did want to try and create something different for this city that hasn't been done anywhere else.
The design entitled Twin Shadows was selected by a committee that included representatives from the city's fire and police departments. Mayor Dominic Sarno was asked his reaction when he initially saw renderings of the proposed memorial.
Goosebumps. This is going to be very accessible to the public on the riverfront. Solemn place, and it's going to properly honor memorialize what occurred on 9/11.
The 9/11 artifact has been in storage since 2011 when it was obtained by Spirit of Springfield through a donation program of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt said several locations were considered for the permanent memorial.
We went everywhere to try to find the right place, and we thought we had it. It was going to be in front of Union Station until we were told it couldn't be in front of Union Station. And so then here we go again. So, but I think we're at the best possible place.
Patrick Sullivan, the director of the city's Parks Department, said the 9/11 memorial will be incorporated into plans for a $1 million renovation of Riverfront Park. It's being funded by MGM Springfield.
We just didn't want to place this somewhere in the city. We want this to be a memorial that will be here 100, 200 years from now.
More than 2,600 pieces of steel and other items from the 2001 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center have been distributed by the Port Authority. Artifacts have gone to communities in all 50 states and to 10 countries. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.